is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Well, you know that you had me from my first drink, when the wine made my cheeks flush, hey, crimson pink. You know I gave in to the sparkle in your eye with that whiskey kiss and your come hither smile. So when I was persuaded we had so
vocalist Kaylee Cardinal. She's a Juno Award winner and nominee. She was nominated for two this year, and a couple years ago she won Best Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year. That was The Devil is a Blue-Eyed Man. She is one of the residencies at the Massey Hall's inaugural residency program. And we've got great music coming up from another act called The Heavy Heavy. This is a song called Happiness. They performed at the Vancouver Folk Festival, and they are a couple of badass MF, you know what I mean. Got to see them at the Americana UK Awards as well, earlier on in the year. Here they are on the Jukebox.
Waiting for the end.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
So am I dreaming, or is this just how we're living now? Refuse to wake, 'cause I have never been this close. You always think I'm leaving before I've had the chance to stay. Darling, it'll be okay. If you look me in the eyes, I sing now. Don't be afraid of the fire, babe, I'd never let you burn. And all these bridges we cross, all that water underneath, when the ashes of lost love make it hard. Love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? And there's so much revealed where you take the time to know me for who I am, not just who I am. Don't be afraid of the fire, babe, I'd never let you burn. And all these bridges we cross, all that water underneath, when the ashes of lost love make it hard to breathe. My love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? I was in the dark the day that I met you. Now you expect me just to forget you. Act like the fire never burned. It was my solstice, my refuge. Sitting on the sun, I was so nervous to let you share with me this pain. Reason I don't take a day off. My intentions, they were pure. I'm just a beacon for chaos. That fire ever burned, just let it burn. I said if that fire ever burned, just let it burn. I sang, don't be afraid of the fire, babe, I never let you burn. And all these bridges we cross, all that water underneath, when the ashes of lost love make it hard to breathe. My love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? And is it safe to say you are? Oh, babe, you're the flame, the fire, but most of all, you're the spark.
That's a Vancouver Folk Music Festival alumni, William Prince, and The Spark from his album Reliever. William's a great dude. Got to see him in Saskatoon not too long ago, and he's got new music. He's got a new record coming out soon, and it was produced by Boy Golden, so look out for that. Here's something by the Milk Carton Kids. They were part of the Vancouver Folk Festival, and this is their song, Michigan. I didn't know this, but Vera Sola is married to one of the Milk Carton Kids, and she's the daughter of Dan Aykroyd, who was interviewed on the show not too long ago. Here they are with Michigan, the Milk Carton Kids on the Jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor's Jukebox.
Why do I feel like it's a lesson? you up today, but I didn't know what I would say. The conversations in my brain could be real if you had stayed. If you had stayed. But I'm afraid. I hate the way that we have left this. I have so many, many questions.
Think of You from the album of the same title, Think of You, released in November of 2022. She's a Canadian Indigenous singer-songwriter and has been making waves ever since she dropped onto the scene. My name is Julian Taylor. We got one more song for you here on episode based and focused on the Folk Festival in Vancouver this past year. But I just want to stop and thank my team for helping me put the show together each and every week. I want to thank our station partners for getting it out there. I also want to thank our sponsors for helping us keep this radio show alive. And I want to thank you guys, the listeners, for tuning in. If you have any requests, remember, you can always hit us up on socials, Julian Taylor's Jukebox, on Instagram, Twitter, I like to still call it that, and Facebook. Without further ado, Hills of Mexico is a song by Meredith Moon. She was at the Folk Festival. She was part of the Gospel Sunday workshop that I was also a part of. She sang one of her songs from a brand new record that's produced by Colin Linden, and the song Poseidon. It was a beautiful song, and she also sang a tune by Arlo Guthrie called Deportee, which really resonated with a lot of people. It was amazing. So without further ado, and before I bid you adieu, here is Meredith Moon on the Jukebox. Until next time, ciao bananas, and remember, it's nice to be nice. Thank you.
My name is Taco. I want to say shout out to all the raccoons on campus. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby.
What is the forest industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca, find us on social media, and please support our vital work through our website.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.